Pastor Mike McCoy, welcoming you to the time of truth. I'm in Psalm 78, and just going to read, I told Wade 36, but it's 37 through 39. Just going to read you three verses, going to pray, talk about this for a few minutes, let you go home. Want to remind us all of something tonight. Remind us of something tonight. Psalm 78, verse 37, have you found it? Amen. For their heart was not right with him, neither were they steadfast in his covenant. And don't get too spiritual on me here. Because we're just like they are. Just exactly like them. But he, being full of compassion, forgave their iniquity and destroyed them not.
Thank you, Lord.
That'll make a Baptist shout right there. Yea, many a time turned he his anger away and did not stir up all his wrath. For he remembered that they were but flesh, a wind that passeth away and cometh not again. Father, I love you. Thank you for the day. Thank you for every move we made. The hand of Jehovah was there. Thank you, God, every step we took. You was there when we took the step. Thank you, God, for every prayer you've answered today and every person you've helped. And those that's waiting on help, God, they can just keep waiting because it's coming. If we belong to you, help is on the way. I pray you'd bless this tonight. Fill my mouth, guard my tongue. Lord, I'm just waiting to see what you do with this. Help me be accurate in the scripture. I'm going to praise you for all that's accomplished, asking in the King's name, Jesus. Amen. And amen. So this is in reference to the children of Israel. It's a song of instruction. Songs you hear today don't have, they instruct. I'm just afraid that I'm talking about something other than gospel and some of the gospel songs. Instruct you in ways that are contrary to the word of God. Most secular music is contrary to the word of God. Now, they may be a few old love ballads. I don't know. You can sing, you sweetheart, but for the most part. But this is an instructional psalm here. The songwriter is telling them what they should have done and what they did do and what God done in spite of them. My thought tonight is we are flesh. We're flesh. He said, give ear at the beginning of this psalm. He said, I'm going to tell you some dark things. I'm going to tell you some things of old. I'm going to tell you some old things. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Got nothing new tonight. There's nothing new under the sun. He said, what I want you to do is I want you to tell your children. By the way, if everybody that's listening, if we could have a Sunday school teachers meeting on Friday night, it'd be real good. And if we can't have it Friday night, I'm going to be out of touch for a couple of weeks, but we need to have one. We need to get our minds, and we need to instruct our children. If we can get them in love with Jesus, we won't have to give them hamburgers. If you can get them in love with Jesus, you won't have to have a basketball court. Listen, kids need places to hang. I appreciate that. But hey, look here. The ones that fall in love with Jesus, they're going to be the ones that when they have children on Wednesday night, they'll have them in church. He said, hey, tell the generation what this means. I want you, this is old sayings. You tell the generation, here's what I want you to do. He said, now Ephraim went to battle. And they run off. They didn't stay. And he said, but God done some things for us. And I'm just telling you the story of the psalm without reading all the verses. He said he divided the water
Remember, you know what he's talking about? Two places he divided water, but in particular here, he's talking about when they come out of Egypt. And the water stood up on heaps, and they come across on dry land. And there they was with the enemy behind them, and the sea in front of them, and they're wondering, they think surely they're going to die. That's the way we are sometimes. Hey, the pressures of this life all around us, I'm telling you, we're in meltdown mode, thinking we're going to die. Get this, Christian, if we die, we go to glory. No more trouble. I mean, no aches, pains, heartache, pressure, no more bad phone calls. Just wake up in heaven. Glory to God, I'm ready to sign the paper. We're going to die. The enemy's behind us. The sea's in front of us. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. That'd have been something to see. I mean, when the wind started blowing and all of a sudden this side stood up and that side stood up. God opened that thing up, and I mean, it's dry ground. Where the sea was is dry ground. Cal Ray Evans made one of the most profound statements in a revival we was in one time. He said, you know what? He said, it took the first guy to put the footprint in that sand. He said, all the others had to do is follow the steps of the one that went before them. I said, hallelujah. And there it was. And right across they went. And they seen this great miracle of God. And then you know what they done? Here's what they done. Started complaining. Brought us out here. We're going to die of thirst. You know he's done more for us than stand water up on heaps. They didn't have right there what we got tonight. But then something that interested me, and now I've heard this, but I like it when I've heard it, but then I find it. Though I've read it, somebody said, Melissa said she read something 100 times, she said finally she's seen it. Now, that's the way the Bible works. It's alive, you know. And so, and he said, in verse 16, he said he caused waters to run down like rivers, plural. So when that rock burst open, or split, clave in two, however he done it, could have been artesian blew up in front of, I don't know how, it came from the rock, he smote the rock, and here come the water. And it didn't just wasn't a little stream. We got 3 to 6 million people out here. I mean, we need a river full of water. Well, watch this, praise God. I'll just send a river right down there in front of you. Me and Donnie Wilson would have been throwing lines at it, trying to catch something. I wouldn't have caught it, but if Josh is there, he would have. Rivers running everywhere. And that rock was Christ. So they're complaining. They don't just complain about being thirsty. Now they want something to eat. The Bible said they eat angels' food. Right here, he said that it just rained it right out of heaven. I mean, they'd go to bed. Mike Blanton has a great saying about this. He said he put a Waffle House in the wilderness. Said you woke up in the morning, there's little waffles laying everywhere. Tastes like honey and coriander seed. Hey, just go out there and gather it up, but just gather what you need today. You gather too much, it'll spoil on you. You know what he's telling you? You need it every day. It's got to be every day fresh. We're flesh. We are flesh. They're complaining about no water. Then they're complaining about nothing to eat. God rains it from heaven. Then they complain. Then they complain again. Hey, this bread's not. We need a little meat to go with the bread now. I'd have been right with them. I might even ask for a tater. I said, hey, we got meat and bread. We might as well have something over here. You know, throw me a tater this way if you don't mind, Lord. Yeah. When we look at these people and we just think, well, they're awful. They're awful. God divided a water, river or a sea for them. They walked across it. And how could they complain? You know why they complained? They got thirsty. You know why they got thirsty? Because their flesh. You know what they done when they got thirsty? Started complaining. You know that's what happens in churches. People start complaining because they're thirsty. All they got to do, don't depend on nobody in this building to give it to you. Just open it up and get a drink. He'll quench your thirst. But then it's not just the water. Now we're hungry. Hey, we need a little bread. Oh, well, I'll just rain that down for you too. Well, I'd like to have some meat. Well, watch this. I'm going to send the quail by. I'm going to blow you in a covey of quail like you've never seen before. Hey, look here. Them things are knee deep nearly. They're covered the ground. They're everywhere. And he killed the fat guys when they ought to not eat so much meat. I'm just telling you what the Bible said. He killed the fattest ones of them. Now that goes, that has a meaning to it. Wasn't talking about their size. It was talking, though you can include that, but it's talking about, when he says the great men, there's the biggest guys, and they've done it because, hey, look, they've eaten more than they needed. Glutton. You know what they done? They died. For all this, they sinned still. You know why they done that, Junior? Flesh. You know why? You know why? Because the flesh is A plus. The flesh is weak. The flesh is the reason we complain. The flesh is the reason we talk about somebody. The flesh is the reason we get discouraged. The flesh is the reason that we don't come in here shouting we're tired, we're wore out. Look here, if we're not careful, we'll be talking about somebody. You know why? Because we're flesh. In Numbers, I can't recall what chapter. I won't even try because I'll mess it up. But in Numbers, he said this. He said, you've tempted me these 10 times. I mean, 10 times you've tempted me. And when he slew them, then they sought him. Oh. When he slew them, then they sought him. When people started dying, they started calling on God. Now, the complaining has went from complaining to calling. I believe I'll just call on the Lord. I should have done that a while back. You'd been better off. Hey, I'm going to do it now. Well, now's better than not at all. You know why, Jim? We are flesh. I'm not the only complainer in the building. You're the same brother. Same mud, Dennis. We see their complaints, then we see their call. They're crying out to God. They're saying, God, help us. And they remembered that God was their rock. That's in about verse 35 there. They remembered that God was their rock. I'm just going to tell you, you know what we tried to do? We want to depend on people to be the rock. That's my rock. So, there's a guy trying to insult me one time. You won't believe this, but there's a lot of people don't like me. And this guy's going to insult me. And here's what he said. You couldn't even do what you done, said, if it wasn't for Pat. And I said, you're exactly right. Oh, now he's mad. Now he's mad because I'm not mad. And I said, I'll tell you what, buddy. I said, she's 75 to 80% of this ministry. I just do the preaching and talk to Jesus. Oh, now he's real mad. Red face, shut him up, though. Chew on that, Bubba. Remember who the rock is. Hey, listen. Lead me to the rock
that is
higher than I.
Amen. He's the rock. We think people, you can't be a rock. I tell you what you'll do. You may do good for a while, but one of these days you're going to fail somebody, and it's going to be chaos when you do, and you're going to be flabbergasted. Well, what a word. That you even failed somebody. Say, I ain't never failed nobody. What'd you say? Pants on fire. Everybody in this room failed somebody. And you're going to fail them again. You'll fail them. You know why? We are flesh. That's what we are. You know why this day was filled with phone calls and visits to hospitals and running to and fro and trying to take care of things and taking pills ourselves so we can stand up? You know why? Because we are flesh. Flesh has got a problem. It started in the garden and it hadn't changed. Paul said, I know this, I know that in me, that is, in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. Not one good thing is in this flesh. Not one, what one thing about my flesh is good, praise God. Amen. For their heart was right, for their heart was not right with him, neither were they steadfast in his covenant. Here's the thing. Get this. I'm winding down here. We're going to go one New Testament verse, and everybody shout, and we'll go home. They weren't steadfast in his covenant. Here was the choice in this day. Here's the law. And you do this law, and you follow this covenant to the letter, or you die. Because the letter, A plus, the letter killeth. And if you fail in one, you're guilty of all. So here's the covenant. And we complained and we forgot. We didn't tell the generation of children. Two generations removed in Judges, and they don't even know who God is. Sounds like America today. I'm not a prophet, but I know what the Bible says. I've read it a bunch. Watch this. I'm going to break somebody's heart right here. It don't matter who wins this stupid election coming up. You mark this down from the hillbilly preacher. We are done. We are done, Jimmy. Say, now you're not too encouraging right there. Listen, if your hope of Christ is only in this world, you're miserable. It's not in this world. No. No, and as soon as I can convince my about-to-be five-year-old grandson of that, sooner I get him saved, the better off I'm going to be. And hey, listen, I'll just be sitting around waiting on the ride. I'm ready to go. My job will be complete. So I don't believe that. Well, that's what I believe. But in all of this, we see the call, we see the complaining, we see them crying to God. Then we see, and Marcia, was it you used the word compassion in your song tonight? Glory to God, I nearly had a spell when she said that. I thought, here's my confirmation, glory to God. Amen. Being full of compassion.
That's him.
He said, well, they've complained. And I give them water. They complained, and I give them bread. They complained, and I give them meat. I had to kill a few of them to keep them where they needed to be. But you know, one of the greatest judgments God can give to a nation is give them what they want. That's what he's done in America. You don't want him? But then, after all of that, covenant breakers,
all of that, then all of a sudden his compassion shows up again. And it's new every morning. I mean, new every morning. Wake up in the morning, compassion of God be right there. If I live another 30 years, every day I wake up, you know what'll be there? The compassion of God. New every morning, his mercies and compassion. Glory to God. That's good. That ought to at least make you smile on a Wednesday night. And he remembered that there's flesh. That's why they got a problem. And the Word was made flesh. And he made himself of no reputation. See, nobody else could do it. He had to do it himself. Nobody else could do it. So he made himself of no reputation. Took on the form of a servant. Wrapped himself in this stuff we're living in. Gabe sang the song, Holy Ghost Conceived. Still 100% man in the flesh. Felt the pain of flesh, flesh and bone. Had the troubles that the flesh has. Without sin. But he made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. And he told us, to walk in the Spirit will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. There's the problem. I don't have a problem with nobody else but me. Listen to this verse. Let me sing you a song. Corbin Madden said something one night. I went home and wrote a little song about it. He said, if I've got a problem, the problem's me. Listen to this. For our conversation is in heaven. That means my citizenship. That means where I belong, where I'm going. Yeah, that's where I'm going. That's where they wait on me. From whence also we look for the Savior and the Lord Jesus Christ. From heaven. Where our conversation, where our citizenship, where I belong. Who shall change our vile body. Well, I read that this afternoon. That helped me right there now. Who shall change this vile body? This thing that's all caused me all my trouble, caused everybody I've been around trouble. Listen, the only trouble I got's right here. This thing we live in and we love so much, we pamper it, we pet it, we paint it, we put in it what we like. We put on it what we like. I mean, it's the thing we are. But one of these days, this thing that causes me all my trouble, he's going to change, take me out of this vile thing and put me in one just like him. And then no more will it be said, we are flesh. We'll be glorified. When he shall appear, oh my, ain't that good? We're just waiting on the appearing. The glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. I'm glad that this isn't all there is. I'm going to debut. I didn't know I was going to do this. I hadn't planned on doing it. For an invitation, you can sit through this one. If you need to pray, you're welcome to do that. You know that the altars are open here all the time. The mourner's bench, as Billy Mitchell would say, the mourner's bench. That's what he called it. And we got things coming up. Operation Christmas Child's accessories, glasses, jewelry, combs, hairbrushes. We're partnering with Mount Carmel for Fill the Box Truck. There's a list of items for the Hope Center and the Honeysuckle Maternity Home that's on the bulletin board. If you can supply some of those items, that'd be great. You can leave them over in the educational building. And we got coming up in March. I can't believe March is here, but here it is. And the first weekend of March will be Bread of Life, and then that night will be the offerings. I'm not going to mention the rest of it because we won't remember it, except this, at the end of March we're having a revival, and I hope you're helping me pray about that right now. Amen. Brother Tom said, what's the emphasis? I said, you pray about it, and I'm sure God's going to show you. I said, we've not seen anybody saved in a long time. It'd be good to see that. He said, that helps me. I love that guy. He just, I love him. Hey, let me do this. You may not like it, but it's true. It's bad when you set a song up that way. It should be, you'll like this, but I don't know if you will or not. Can you hear this over here, Dustin? I'll be plenty loud, so I'm just trying to get guitar over to you. I'm saved by His grace. I'm washed by His blood. I'm filled with His Spirit. I'm bound by His love. And I'm sanctified daily. Be what I should be. I've got a problem. The problem is me. My Lord's high and He's holy. He cannot fail. Calvary, save me from hell. So why should I worry when trouble I see? If I've got a problem, the problem is me. This flesh that I live in, it troubles my soul. It battles me daily to take control. But the sweet Holy Spirit, well, He makes my feet. If I've got a problem, the problem is me. My Lord's high and He's holy. He cannot fail. He went to dark Calvary to save me from hell. So why should I worry when trouble I see? I've got a problem. Problem is me. I've got a problem. The problem is me. So everybody in here could say amen to that tonight. I think it's pretty plain if we got a problem. The problem's me. Let's stand to our feet. Thank you for coming to church on Wednesday night. Pastor Mike McCoy, thanking you for joining us at the Time of Truth.